What's the story catching your attention this morning?
Well, this is the Food and Drug Administration expanding the indications for the use of a particular type of obesity surgery called a lap band surgery. Lap band is when they use laparoscopic surgery to insert literally a balloon-type device that squeezes around the stomach to reduce the size of the stomach and really does afford people the chance to lose quite a bit of weight. Originally, its indications were for people to have this done if they had a body mass index over 40 or a body mass index over 35 and they had another condition associated with it, such as diabetes or high blood pressure. Well, the Food and Drug Administration has found that there is evidence based on 143 people who had body mass indexes over 30, so five less than the original cutoff, that it did significantly impact in terms of reducing their overall risk of diabetes, high blood pressure, etc., over time.
And this is the one that's done very simple, minor surgery, right?
That's correct. There's no change to the anatomy. It's simply a balloon that goes around the stomach that's adjustable. It's inflated and adjusted and tends to be adjusted over time as well. Usually, most of the weight loss occurs in the first year. And what has been found with obesity surgery in general is that people end up having less hypertension, resolution of their diabetes, reduced cholesterol levels, sleep apnea improves, gastric reflux improves. So overall, this is a relatively safe procedure and an effective procedure. Nevertheless, lap band surgery, not offered in Ontario through the Ontario government. They do a different type of surgery. They don't cover lap band surgery. But again, indications that this particular procedure is safe and effective for people who fit this indication, and now that indication has been changed to now a BMI of greater than 30.
So if folks want to get more details on it, it's lap band, L-A-P, band surgery.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Steve.